Track 7 and more news stories. More women undergo breast cancer screening. More women in Devon have received breast cancer screening, new figures show. A breast cancer charity has welcomed the increasing breast screening uptake across England, but warned there remains significant work to do to save more lives. The rise follows NHS England's first ever-based screening awareness campaign to encourage more women to attend potentially life-saving mammographies in order to help detect cancers earlier. NHS England figures show that more than 82,000 women aged between 53 and 71 in Devon underwent a breast screening in the 3 years to March, up from just over 79,000 in the 3 years to March 23. Any female aged between 50 and 71 and registered with a GP in England is offered an NHS breast screening every 3 years. NHS England aims for 7 in 10 women invited to undergo a screening. In the year to March alone, 70% of the 2.5 million women invited underwent a screening, and it was the first time the target had been met since 2018 to 19. Claire Rowney, the Chief Executive of Breast Cancer Now, said meeting the uptake target was thanks to the tireless work of NHS breast screening staff. But she warned that there remains significant work to do to save more lives from breast cancer through screening, and added, "It's vital we now build on this progress." She said that there are various reasons why women do not undergo breast screening, and hailed NHS England's new awareness campaign, which focuses on first-time invitees and women living in low-uptake areas. Professor Camilla Hawthorne, chair of the Royal College of GPs, said, "The NHS breast screening programme has potentially saved thousands of lives, so it's encouraging to see greater numbers of women coming forward to be screened since 2021. However, it's clear that more needs to be done to encourage uptake so that more potential cancers can be caught and treated as early as possible." She added, "Identifying and addressing the reasons behind why people may not engage with screening will help achieve this and encourage women who may have doubts about attending to reach out to their GP."
Lifeboat crew on hunt for new members. Tynmouth's volunteer lifeboat crew is looking for 2 new members. The town's RNNI team has vacancies for both shore crew and inshore lifeboat crew. Located in the working harbour of Tynmouth on the River Teme, the station's B-class inshore lifeboat is kept in the original 1862 boathouse. Tynmouth lifeboat volunteers carry out about 50 rescues every year. The crew are all volunteers headed up by the lifeboat operations manager and launch authorities and supported by a shore crew. All boat and shore crew follow the RNNI's National Competency-Based Training Scheme and respond to pagers when there is a request to launch the lifeboats. A spokesman said, "Volunteer crews help us save lives at sea by ensuring that our lifeboats are in a state of permanent readiness and crewing the lifeboat on service and exercise under the command of the helm. The shore crew team is responsible for helping to launch the 2 lifeboats housed at the station, an Atlantic 85 called Claude and Cath, the smaller Arantia. They manage the safety of the area during a launch and take charge of the refueling and servicing the boats when they return from a shout or a training exercise. They also help to save lives at sea by assisting with the safe launch and recovery of the lifeboat on service and exercise." The RNNI volunteers provide a 24-hour search and rescue service around the United Kingdom and Republic of Ireland coast. It operates 238 lifeboats in the UK and Ireland and more than 240 lifeguard units on the beaches around the UK and Channel Islands. Since its foundation in 1824, its lifeboat crews and lifeguards have saved over 146,000 lives.
The fire service needs £1 million worth of its reserves. Devon and Somerset's fire service will still need to use £1 million of its reserves to balance its budget after it secured a maximum increase from council taxpayers. The service receives some of its funding from council tax and wants to increase its share by £5 per property per year, meaning a Band D property will pay £104 for the 25-26 financial year. The Fire Authority, which is made up of councillors from Devon and Somerset, agreed to the hike at its budget meeting. Andrew Furbier, head of finance for the service, said the increase in funding it gets from central government is, quote, quite disappointing. It has total reserves of 26 million, but it has earmarked 21.5 million of those to spend for coming years. He said the £1 million is part of our earmarked reserves, as we set that aside a number of years ago to support us in future. We're still mindful of the fact that we need to make some changes to the operating model that we have, but I'm confident we can do that and will achieve a balanced budget in future. The meeting heard that various grants it gets have been removed, creating pressure to find other ways to balance the budget. The fire service received nearly £600,000 from a rural services delivery grant, something that the government is cutting entirely. This change has cost Devon around £14 million, with Devon County Council being the biggest casualty, as it used to get £10 million from the grant. The fire authority voted to approve the increase to council tax bills by £5, with 13 members voting for and 4 members abstaining.
Drug seized thanks to police dog Polly. Police dog Polly has helped sniff out people carrying drugs in a recent operation at a South Devon railway station. 6 grams of ecstasy, 5 grams of cannabis and 1 gram of ketamine were seized by Devon and Cornwall police after positive indications from Polly. Alongside British Transport Police, Polly was placed at key entrances and exits of Torquay railway station in a bid to target individuals using rail networks to transport drugs. This proactive work forms part of our ongoing efforts to pursue individuals involved in the movement of drugs and to deter criminals from bringing drugs into our towns, Chief Inspector Miranda Pusey said. A mixture of high visibility and plainclothes police officers conducted a number of stop and searches. Drugs paraphernalia was also seized, in addition to the quantities of the above-mentioned substances. We will continue to send a strong message that our towns will be a difficult place for criminals to operate and deal drugs in, Chief Inspector Pusey added. Railways are one of the ways County Line's gangs move drugs from cities to smaller towns. Criminals exploit vulnerable people, including children and those with mental health or addiction issues, by recruiting them to distribute the drugs. Detective Inspector Ian Henderson, who works for the British Transport Police, said, "Our expert task force works with police forces across the country to dismantle and disrupt County Line's activity. By pooling our crime-fighting resources, we increase the chances of intercepting those who use the railway to transport drugs, arrest those involved, and safeguard the vulnerable who are exploited by County Line's gangs. Working together, we continue to make substantial progress in halting the activity of these criminal gangs before the drugs they transport have a chance to enter communities and destroy more lives."
Third anniversary of the invasion of Ukraine. Two Teignbridge towns took time out to pause and remember the start of the war in Ukraine that started 3 years ago. A poignant service in Dawlish on Monday morning, February the 24th, marked the third anniversary of the conflict. The Ukrainian flag flew proudly from the manor house as locals gathered with the Ukrainians who have settled in the area since the hostilities began in their homeland. Dawlish Mayor Councillor Lynn Bradbury Goodman, along with the Chair of Teignbridge Council, Councillor Rosie Dawson, and MP Martin Wrigley, were also in attendance at the moving ceremony. And meanwhile, in Newton Abbot, the blue and yellow branded national flag of Ukraine was raised at St Lent's Tower in the centre of town. The town mayor, Councillor Alex Hoare, addressed the crowd of both locals and Ukrainian nationals who now live in the town and reiterated the town's support for the beleaguered country.